You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech is the struggle over coronavirus data in the United States. Just recently, the Department of Health and Human Services said that hospitals should no longer send their data about infections, deaths, everything else, to the CDC. Instead, they're creating a new system for all of that data. Hospitals were upset, public health officials were upset. It seems crazy to make such a big change during the middle of a pandemic. But here we are. Why was the change made? Well, there are lots of complicated reasons, including politics and territory, of course. But there was one good argument for it, which is that the CDC has been set up to receive data from hospitals and institutions. And lots of coronavirus cases are discovered outside of there. A lot of the data exists outside of the main sources of information for the CDC. Now, the CDC has dealt with that problem and done a reasonably good job of it, but HHS said, nope, give it to us, we'll do a better job. What's interesting, though, is that data in the first place was a complete mess in this country. There is no standard way of collecting coronavirus data at the state level, the city level, at the county level, even at the hospital level. Every state has some kind of a dashboard to display infection rates, other important information, but the dashboards aren't the same across different states. The way the numbers are calculated are not the same across different states. So since the beginning, the public health crisis has been amplified by the fact that our lack of systematically organized data has made it harder for anybody to understand what is going on. Because if you can't see how infection rates are rising across different states at different periods, you have a harder time making smart policy decisions. Part of the reason, of course, why we have different systems is the American system of federalism. We like to give states independent power at every particular issue. The advantage is lots of experimentation. The disadvantage is situations like this, where you would really like to have consistent and steady data. And this isn't just a Trump administration problem. This was something true in the Barack Obama administration, too. So why does this matter? Well, the United States is one of the countries in the world that has done the worst job at responding to coronavirus. Part of it is a lack of federal leadership. We've read about that many times. Part of it is, of course, we just didn't understand what was happening and couldn't respond to it. So I hope this new HHS portal works well. Early indications are not great, but let's see what happens. But what I really hope is this. We're going to learn a lot of lessons from the coronavirus crisis when we get through it. We're going to learn lessons about how to make vaccines. We're going to learn lessons about how viruses spread. We're going to learn a lot. One thing I hope we learn is how to do a better job with data in the future. Thank you.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.